Look, if you and I are going to break up, then we better do it properly. Because if there's one thing about us evenings family, we're all class. So to make sure we go our separate ways, abiding by all the social etiquettes and graces, the director of the Australian School of Etiquette, Zarif Hardy, joins us. Zarif, hello. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Tell me, is there a correct way to break up with someone? Is there an etiquette to breaking up?
Look, directly, face-to-face, and, you know, preferably with a little bit of a reason as to why. Definitely not digitally. You know, something that shows a little bit of respect to the relationship.
Oh, in my ear, my producer's going, I told you, because I am a fan of the phase-out. I'm a coward. I just become increasingly busy and unable to see people.
Oh, so they're left kind of not knowing.
Well, you know, you'd have to... There's only so many times a girl can wash her hair in a day. You'd have to get the message pretty quickly, wouldn't you?
So you're hoping that they just subtly work out.
Well, it's not really that subtle, but yes, I'm hoping they'll get the picture without me having to have that face to face confrontation. Because people always want to know the reason why, and there's not always an explainable reason, is there?
No, but you'd like to think just out of respect for others. People's feelings, you know, to just be honest, I mean, the amount of people that, you know, just walk away and go, I don't know what I did, you know, what was it? And I just think, you know, just being a good human is just to let, you know, I just lost the attraction or whatever it might be in a polite way, just to let them know so they have that closure nicely as well.
Is it more, I guess, is it better etiquette to put the blame on yourself rather than the other person?
Oh, look, I would always verge on just being politely honest, you know. Maybe it's a bit of a life lesson they need to learn. But, look, I think it really does depend on why you have decided. I mean, if it's simply because, you know, some sort of physical characteristic, then, you know, maybe look at it in a different way. I think you've got to look at the why.
Right. So perhaps if it's just because they've got an extremely hairy back, that's not a good enough reason and you have to come up with something better than that.
Yes. I'm maybe just not attracted to you or something like that.
Right. But you actually have to have the conversation directly. It's also not okay just to text it. I did raise the possibility that if you had to end it, you could do it by text as well. No?
Well, I mean, look, maybe if it's been for a very short period of time, a month. But, you know, once you've started to invest time with someone and you know, build a few feelings, then no, definitely the correct thing to do is to do it face-to-face.
Wow, you're making this whole breakup thing really hard, aren't you? Well, if I'm not allowed to text them, what happens if they start texting and emailing and writing you those kind of almost semi-deranged letters where they're sort of begging you to give them another chance? You know how normally if someone rings you or messages you or whatever, then it's the polite thing to do to respond. Is it okay? Mm-hmm. Is it okay not? Well, one, if you're the person sending that letter, is that good etiquette? Are you allowed to send those sort of messages saying why?
Oh, look, I mean, no, I think you can ask once and you could probably push it to twice if the relationship had been, you know, for a substantial amount of time and you did want some, you know, questions answered. But after that, I think we all just have to learn to let it go. You know, I mean, I think it's happened to everyone at certain points in their life. And, you know, I think you've got every right to ask once or twice, but, you know, after that, let it go and look, be polite and give them a reason and then close the door politely. You know, look, I'm really sorry, but it is finished and I think it's best if we just cut all ties.
Right. So that's the response if someone keeps texting you, just say, look, I've answered your question now, that's it.
Yeah, and again, just in a polite way, you know, let's keep that lovely respect for someone else and put the shoe on the other foot too. But, you know, also be clear and be honest.
The other question that we had when we were talking about this in the office before we came on air is that we had a general discussion about what's the etiquette of remaining friends with an ex? Is that ever a good idea? Do you have to put boundaries in place?
I think you really do at the beginning and you know, preferably for the rest of the relationship because, you know, someone generally always ends up living in a little bit of hope. You know, there are the odd situations where you can, down the track, stay friends. But I think it's more of a rarity than anything else. You know, someone does in their heart keep thinking, oh, I might be able to change their mind. And that's not fair.
Mm, Mm. And final question on that note, you know how when your friends, well, you may not know because maybe you're a perfectly normal person, but you know how if you stay friends with an ex and then they get a new partner, should you then ghost out of that friendship and just let them be?
Well, I think that really depends on how you feel about it. I mean, if that, to me, then you've still got a lot of feelings for that person. But also respecting the other partner. See, a lot of people might not like that, you know, the ex-girlfriend or the ex-boyfriend hanging around. So that's one of those tricky situations where everyone's just got to be very honest and upfront.
Gosh, you do make this whole breakup thing very difficult, don't you? There's no half measures with you.
No, but I feel in life now we tiptoe around communication. And it's a great shame it's happened in life, and I think it's happened because of technology. You know, and I think it's a bit like a breakup with, you know, where you're working or, you know, a friendship, anything. We can have a breakup in certain relationships. But out of that, the respect of any relationship, we should be saying why we're leaving and, you know, giving them an answer.
So just to recap, in a breakup, you have to do it face-to-face.
Mm-hmm. At the moment, you might have to do it via phone.
Or a Zoom meeting or something.
Yes.
Imagine that. I'm dumping you via the video call and then you just like terminate the call. Wow, that would be particularly harsh. Although I've got to say, like having those sort of arguments and conversations with people on modern day mobile phones aren't nearly as satisfying as they used to be when you had the old landline and when things got really dramatic, you could hang up with some force.
Yes.
Doesn't have the same effect on a mobile now, does it?
And then you can make those creaky sounds and things with your voice, all bad connection.
So you have to try and do it at least in person in some way, either by the phone or via video call or face to face. You can't just text it.
No.
And you can't ghost out.
Definitely no ghosting. That's become such a wonderful thing to do in all situations, is the old ghosting. But no.
It's good for being. It's good for me. I don't like the confrontation. I just want to disappear. And you have to have a reason. You should have a reason to put them out of their misery.
Yes. Well, there would be a reason as to why you are breaking up. That something's got to have happened. I mean, even if it is as simple as, look, you know, I just don't feel that connection. But just something, as opposed to, sorry, this isn't working, or, you know, I'm gone. I've disappeared.
Okay, all right. So in person, be honest, don't ghost, and have a reason.
Yes. Yes. You also want people, I think too, we've got to look at how people are going to talk about us to others. That's still a really, you know, powerful tool of our personal branding is, you know, I'd like someone to say, oh, you know, she did the right thing, you know, it didn't work, but at least she told me. As opposed to, you know, I heard nothing, she said all this stuff.
Yes, no. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. I may just abandon any social graces when it comes to breakups because I'm a big coward. But I appreciate the advice that you have passed on. And it is good advice on the etiquette. Thank you so much for joining us again tonight, Zarif Hardy. It's been an absolute pleasure. And thank you for trying to set me straight on how to handle a breakup properly. Thank you.
Stay strong.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Take care.